Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you see a sign that there is a red light camera at an upcoming intersection, does it make you think twice? Like, do you check your speed, maybe glance and see how fast you're going? Make sure you stop if the light turns. I mean, that's the idea behind these cameras, right? That they will make these areas safer for drivers, for pedestrians, and for cyclists by making all of us more careful. But does it? We have some red light cameras right now, but there are calls for more of them. In fact, Vancouver City Councillor Christine Boyle at the next council meeting is going to make a proposal to ask the province to install more than 100 additional cameras like this at intersections where she says data has shown there have been more than 100 collisions in a 4-year period. And that there's a lot of intersections like that in the city of Vancouver. So do you support this? Well, I'll tell you who does support this. It's a group called Vision Zero Vancouver. They are safety advocates, and Lucy Maloney is a traffic safety advocate with the group and joins us now to talk about this. Lucy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So why do you think this is a good idea?
Well, streets are a core service and so is public safety. So it's absolutely the responsibility of this council to take action and other actions to make our roads safe for our residents. You know, speed is the number one cause of deaths and injuries on our roads. So this is absolutely one of the three key things that we can do to reduce deaths and injuries on our roads.
But Lucy, do we know that people actually pay attention to these?
Well, I can only speak for myself, but when I was driving a lot in Australia and I got a very hefty fine for accidentally running a red light
when I wasn't paying enough attention,
it very much focused my mind. So I think that people do absolutely not want to pay any more money than they have to. So I think this is going to have a big effect on behaviour and make us all be more careful on the roads.
Okay, so what do you say to the people, though, who believe, well, this is, you put more cameras up like this, this is just a cash grab?
Well, you know, I think that that is absolutely not the case. The aim of this is to make zero money. The aim of this is to achieve compliance and reduce deaths and injuries on our roads. So if any money is made, it's by not by you, it's by drivers who are reckless or not care enough, rushing, and that affects everybody else. You know, I noticed that in the announcement just before I came on air, we had various issues with lights being out. But quite often, it's delays caused by crashes. So, you know, if we want to avoid delays and you know, not to even mention the human cost of crashes on our roads, this is a really important thing that benefits all road users.
Is it speed, do you think, that is the problem, Lucy, or are people just in a hurry to go somewhere?
Yeah, I think that speed is the absolute number one cause of deaths and injuries on our roads. Speed is always a factor, and distraction is also a factor. But, you know, there are so many things that we can do to reduce speed on our roads. Automated enforcement is so effective because it really cuts down that feeling of, oh, I hardly ever see a police officer with a camera, so it's very unlikely that I'll be caught. When there are cameras at intersections, you know that there's a high likelihood that if you run through a red light, you just rush through at that, you know, when the lights are changing, which is very tempting, or you're exceeding the speed limit, it's highly likely that you'll get caught, and that is what really changes behaviour. And the other thing is, of course, improving the infrastructure. So we don't even look need to look down at our speedos in our cars. We get visual cues from the way the street is set up in order to know that we need to slow down.
Do you think signage works, Lucy? Like, is it enough to tell people, hey, watch out, there's a red light camera in this intersection? Like, do you think people pay attention to that?
I think people pay more attention to that than, honestly, a sign that says 30 kilometres an hour. I feel like if there is not some consequence, whether it be having to slow down to physically avoid damaging your car on a concrete barrier, or damaging your car because the lanes are narrowed and you might hit another motorist, or the high likelihood of receiving a fine, then it's very tempting to just say, I'm in a rush, the road looks clear and wide and straight, I'm just going to gun it.
Right, but we know that that doesn't even matter if the road is clear and wide and straight. People are going to gun it automatically. I feel like when they see a yellow, most people do that. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the only way, like human psychology, the only way to get through to people is by saying, well, you're going to get a ticket for that.
I think that's a really good way. So there are other things that can be done, like putting in raised crosswalks and speed humps. They are other good things that make people slow down if they're effectively designed. So another thing that can be done is modifications to car design. The federal government could be doing a lot more to require modifications to the design of motor vehicles. And I'm a bit sorry that they're not doing more in that regard.
Lucy, it's funny, you got one red light camera ticket and boy, you really got worked up about traffic safety, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the only reason. No, I must say, I don't think I'm in the minority of people whose lives have been affected by traffic violence. I mean, I remember my grandfather being knocked down by a driver crossing the road, many years ago. And that was very upsetting. I've had friends die on the roads. I've had other cyclists I know be killed when they're out cycling. We had a 12-year-old in Pitt Meadows a couple of weeks ago killed riding his bike to school by the driver of a waste truck. You know, I think there are very few people who would be listening to this whose lives haven't been affected for the worse by the consequences of crashes. And even just if you don't like paying high insurance premiums, you know, the reason why insurance premiums are high is because the insurance company constantly has to pay out to repair people's cars and pay people's damages caused by traffic crashes. It benefits us all to make sure that people slow down and are more careful on the road.
All right, so what do you say to people who are like, you know what, this is just a cash grab then?
Yeah, I think that it's not a cash grab because it's absolutely optional to pay the money. All you have to do to avoid it is slow down and stop at red lights. And, you know, we all get our driver's licenses by agreeing that that's what we're going to do. So, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise.
All right, Lucy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Lucy Maloney, very passionate traffic safety advocate at Vision Zero Vancouver. That is a group that advocates for more traffic safety. They are very much in support of this proposal from Vancouver City Councillor for One City, Christine Boyle, about installing more than 100 new safety cameras at, you know, intersections, so traffic speed cameras and red light cameras at intersections where more than 100 collisions have occurred in the last 4 years. Turns out there's a lot of them in the city. And so you heard what Lucy said there. Easy way to avoid this is just by not running red lights and not going 20 kilometers over the speed limit. Is that fair? I mean, so if you're going 70 kilometers an hour through the intersection, which is 20 kilometers over the speed limit, do you just automatically deserve a ticket? I mean, that's what the camera is going to give you. Or do you argue against that and say, no, that's a cash grab? Let's hear from you on this. Simi at cknw.com. Should mention that motion is going before city council next week. It would definitely need the support of the ABC council majority. So we'll see what happens with that. And the province are still the ones who would have to put the cameras in place, right? ICBC goes and does that, but it would have to get the okay of the province. So obviously there's lots of hoops to jump through.